In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep in Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contained many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today, we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with an excerpt from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1.
And then many sick and maimed came to Jesus, asking him, "If you know all things, tell us, why do we suffer with these grievous plagues? Why are we not whole like other men? Master, heal us, that we too may be made strong, and need abide no longer in our misery. We know that you have it in your power to heal all manner of disease. Free us from Satan and from all his great afflictions. Master, have compassion on us."
And Jesus answered, "Happy are you that hunger for the truth, for I will satisfy you with the bread of wisdom. Happy are you that you knock, for I will open to you the door of life. Happy are you that you would cast off the power of Satan, for I would lead you to the kingdom of our mother's angels, where the power of Satan cannot enter." And they asked him in amazement, "Who is our mother, and which are her angels? And where is her kingdom?"
"Your mother is in you, and you in her. She bore you, she gives you life. It was she who gave you your body, and to her shall you one day give it back again. Happy are you when you come to know her and her kingdom. If you receive your mother's angels, and if you do her laws, I tell you truly, he who does these things shall never see disease, for the power of our mother is above all, and it destroys Satan and his kingdom, and has rule over all your bodies and all living things."
"The blood which runs in us is born of the blood of our earthly mother. Her blood falls from the clouds, leaps from the womb of the earth, babbles in the brooks of the mountains, flows wide in the rivers of the plains, sleeps in the lakes, rages mightily in tempestuous seas. The air which we breathe is born of the breath of our earthly mother. Her breath is azure in the heights of the heavens, soughs in the tops of the mountains, whispers in the leaves of the forest, billows over the cornfields, slumbers in the deep valleys, burns hot in the desert.
The hardness of our bones is born of the bones of our earthly mother, of the rocks and of the stones. They stand naked to the heavens, on the tops of mountains, are as giants that lie sleeping on the sides of the mountains, as idols set in the desert, and are hidden in the deepness of the earth. The tenderness of our flesh is born of the flesh of our earthly mother, whose flesh waxes yellow and red in the fruits of the trees, and nurtures us in the furrows of the fields. Our bowels are born of the bowels of our earthly mother, and are hid from our eyes, like the invisible depths of the earth.
The light of our eyes, the hearing of our ears, both are born of the colors and the sounds of our earthly mother, which enclose us about as the waves of the sea a fish, as the eddying air a bird. I tell you in very truth, man is the son of the earthly mother, and from her did the Son of Man receive his whole body, even as the body of the newborn babe is born of the womb of his mother. I tell you truly, you are the one with the earthly mother. She is in you, and you in her. Of her you were born, in her do you live, and to her shall you return again. Keep, therefore, her laws, for none can live long, neither be happy, but he who honors his earthly mother and does her laws. For your breath is her breath, your blood her blood, your bone her bone, your flesh her flesh, your bowels her bowels, your eyes and your ears are her eyes and her ears.
I tell you truly, should you fail to keep but one only of all these laws, should you harm but one only of all your body's members, you shall be utterly lost in your grievous sickness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I tell you, unless you follow the laws of your mother, you can in no ways escape death. And he who clings to the laws of his mother, to him shall his mother cling also. She shall heal all his plagues, and he shall never become sick. She gives him long life, and protects him from all afflictions, from fire, from water.
For your mother bore you, keeps life within you. She has given you her body, and none but she heals you. Happy is he who loves his mother and lies quietly in her bosom. For your mother loves you even when you turn away from her. And how much more shall she love you if you turn to her again? I tell you truly, very great is her love, greater than the greatest of mountains, deeper than the deepest seas. And those who love their mother, she never deserts them. As the hen protects her chickens, as the lioness her cubs, as the mother her newborn babe, so does the earthly mother protect the Son of Man from all danger and from all evils.
For I tell you truly, evils and dangers innumerable lie in wait for the sons of men. Beelzebub, the prince of all devils, the source of every evil, lies in wait in the body of all the sons of men. He is death, the lord of every plague, and taking upon himself a pleasing raiment, he tempts and entices the sons of men. Riches does he promise, and power and splendid palaces, and garments of gold and silver, and a multitude of servants, all these. He promises renown and glory, fornication and lustfulness, gluttony and wine-bibbing, riotous living and slothfulness and idle days. And he entices everyone by that to which their heart is most inclined.
And in the day that the sons of men have already become the slaves of all these vanities and abominations, then in payment thereof he snatches from the sons of men all those things which the earthly mother gave them so abundantly. He takes from them their breath, their blood, their bone, their flesh, their bowels, their eyes, and their ears, and the breath of the Son of Man becomes short and stifled, full of pain and evil-smelling, and his blood becomes thick and evil-smelling, like the water of the swamps. It clots and blackens like the night of death, and his bone becomes hard and knotted. It melts away within and breaks asunder, as a stone falling down upon a rock. And his flesh waxes fat and watery. It rots and putrefies with scabs and boils that are an abomination.
And his bowels become full with abominable filthiness, with oozing streams of decay. And multitudes of abominable worms have their habitation there. And his eyes grow dim, till dark night enshrouds them. And his ears become stopped, like the silence of the grave. And last of all shall the erring Son of Man lose life, for he kept not the laws of his mother, and added sin to sin. Therefore are taken from him all the gifts of the earthly mother, breath, blood, bone, flesh, bowels, eyes and ears, and after all else, life, with which the earthly mother crowned his body.
But if the erring Son of Man be sorry for his sins and undo them, and return again to his earthly mother, and if he do his earthly mother's laws and free himself from Satan's clutches, resisting his temptations, then does the earthly mother receive again her erring son with love and sends him her angels that they may serve him. I tell you truly, when the Son of Man resists the Satan that dwells in him and does not his will, in the same hour are found the mother's angels there, that they may serve him with all their power and free utterly the Son of Man from the power of Satan.
For no man can serve two masters. For either he serves Beelzebub and his devils, or else he serves our earthly mother and her angels. Either he serves death or he serves life. I tell you truly, happy are those who do the laws of life and wander not upon the paths of death. For in them the forces of life wax strong, and they escape the plagues of death. And all those round about him listened to his words with amazement, for his word was with power, and he taught quite otherwise than the priests and the scribes.
And though the sun was now set, they departed not to their homes. They sat round about Jesus and asked him, Master, which are the laws of life? Rest with us a while longer and teach us. We would listen to your teaching that we may be healed and become righteous. And Jesus himself sat down in their midst and said, I tell you truly, none can be happy except he does the law. And the others answered, We all do the laws of Moses, our lawgiver, even as they are written in the Holy Scriptures.
And Jesus answered, Seek not the law in your Scriptures, for the law is life, whereas the Scripture is dead. I tell you truly, Moses received not his laws from God in writing, but through the living Word. The law is living Word of living God to living prophets for living men. In everything that is life is the law written. You find it in the grass, in the tree, in the river, in the mountain, in the birds of heaven, in the fishes of the sea, but seek it chiefly in yourselves. For I tell you truly, all living things are nearer to God than the Scripture, which is without life. God so made life and all living things that they might, by the everlasting word, teach the laws of the true God to man.
God wrote not the laws in the pages of books, but in your heart and in your spirit. They are in your breath, your blood, your bone, in your flesh, your bowels, your eyes, your ears, and in every little part of your body. They are present in the air, in the water, in the earth, in the plants, in the sunbeams, in the depths, and in the heights. They all speak to you, that you may understand the tongue and the will of the living God. But you shut your eyes, that you may not see, and you shut your ears, that you may not hear. I tell you truly, that the Scripture is the work of man, but life and all its hosts are the work of God. Wherefore do you not listen to the words of God which are written in his works? And wherefore do you study the dead Scriptures which are the work of the hands of men?
How may we read the laws of God elsewhere than in the Scriptures? Where are they written? Read them to us from there, where you see them. For we know nothing else but the Scriptures which have been inherited from our forefathers. Tell us the laws of which you speak, that hearing them we may be healed and justified. Jesus said, You do not understand the words of life because you are in death. Darkness darkens your eyes and your ears are stopped with deafness. For I tell you, it profits you not at all that you pore over dead Scriptures, if by your deeds you deny him who has given you the Scriptures.
I tell you truly, God and his laws are not in that which you do. They are not in gluttony and in wine-bibbing, neither in riotous living, nor in lustfulness, nor in seeking after riches, nor yet in hatred of your enemies. For all these things are far from the true God and from his angels. But all these things come from the kingdom of darkness and the Lord of all evils. And all these things do you carry in yourselves. And so the word and the power of God enter not into you, because all manner of evil and all manner of abominations have their dwelling in your body and in your spirit. If you will that the living God's word and his power may enter you, defile not your body and your spirit. For the body is the temple of the spirit, and the spirit is the temple of God. Purify, therefore, the temple, that the Lord of the temple may dwell therein and occupy a place that is worthy of him. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence guide your life in wisdom and love.